Well, it's good to finally meet you. I'm Scott. We've been talking for a few days now, and this is Billy, my co-host.
How are you? It's
Hi.
Awesome to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
We were quite excited a couple of years ago when they announced that they had found you. It was a big announcement, like, oh, hey, you know, she's been out of the spotlight forever, and then we found her. So that was really cool. So first and foremost, welcome to Houston. We're glad you're going to come to the pop-up market with Tony and Troy here. And so we're going to start off by kind of plugging that real fast. That'll be Saturday, October 24th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Look at the Houston Horror Film Festival on Facebook and online for all of the details and directions. Get your advance tickets quick because of social distancing, they have limited capacity and they're actually almost sold out. So it's a pretty cool deal. So, and Sandy Johnson's going to be there.
Yes, she is. We're very excited to have you down in Houston. You're a Texas girl, so have you been to Houston before?
I have been to Houston a couple of times, but it's been a long time.
Okay.
Probably 8 or 9 years.
Okay. Well, we definitely have a huge horror following and horror fans down here in Houston. So we're very much looking forward to having you come down.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy to support Texas business and Texas horror fans and horror events. So I'm delighted to be invited.
Excellent. Well, we were looking at the different interviews and stuff that you've given since but we kind of looked at the story and everything, and we wanted to kind of maybe throw you a little bit of a curveball because for the longest time, you were not aware that you were essentially part of horror royalty. And so you were just doing your own thing, and then you get a phone call one day or an email or something from Rick Henriquez. Was that a phone call? Was it an email? Kind of how did that go down? What were you doing whenever you were informed, like, hey, we've been looking for you this whole time?
It was actually fairly late at night, and I was playing Words with Friends with my best friend, which is what I do every night to kind of downtime. And I got a text, and the text said, are you the Sandy Johnson from Halloween? And it was just like, I don't know, it was just, what? I mean, I hadn't had anybody refer to that in probably 35 years. I mean, it was just like out of nowhere in the middle of the night, I get this text. So I didn't know what to think. I mean, it kind of scared me a little bit. I just said, yes, why? And who is this? And that was when Rick said, well, first of all, he goes, oh my God, I can't believe it. That's what he said. He didn't even answer my questions. And he just said that he'd been looking for me for about 8 years and that he had tried everything imaginable to find me. And he asked me a couple of questions to make sure I could answer them, to make sure it was really me. And then he said, hang on, I got to tell my wife. And he yelled at his wife that he had found the Hulu thing. And then, he unfolded this story that was like just unbelievable to me. I had no idea that Halloween, I mean, I hadn't even watched another Halloween. I hadn't watched that Halloween in years. And so it was just like, oh my God. I mean, I don't think I slept at all. It was just craziness.
So you get the phone call and you find out, you know, there's a desire for you to come out, to show up at a convention. People are looking for you. You're part of horror history. What was it like when you actually realized the advancement of it as far as for the 40th anniversary, when you actually finally met the fans? What was that like for you?
Oh my gosh, it was probably one of the most exciting, amazing days of my life. I was sitting there, you know, with the big banner behind me, and Rick and my husband was behind me, and all my pictures that were all laid out, pictures I half of which I didn't even know existed. And they opened the doors for the VIPs. And I mean, instantly my line was as far as I could see. And I just went, oh my gosh, this is just incredible. All these people know who I am and they've come here to see me. And I mean, I just felt this rush of love. They were so excited to see me, so kind to me. And it was just an amazing day. I had the best time. Yeah, it was just, I was hooked because it was just a wonderful event. I had just a blast the whole time.
That's awesome. Yeah, one of our favorite events that we go to, and we were discussing, we weren't sure if you were supposed to be there this year or if you were there last year, but the Texas Frightmare in Dallas. It's a place we love to go, and it's for that very reason. Is I was describing it to Scott years ago, is like, and a lot of horror conventions are like this, is you get a weird sort of, it's a weird sort of back and forth, because you've got all of these strange images of, like, you know, blood and guts and killers and, you know, cosplayers and everything, but then everybody's wandering around with big heart bubbles because it's just so much love for the craft and for the, you know, for the genre and for the actors and the directors and producers and everything, that it's unlike other pop culture conventions. It is so close knit and stuff. So that's
pretty awesome. Yeah. I did do Frightmare, last year. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's when I started my social media, because a lot of the fans were asking me to put up a page or whatever. So that's actually where I started it, just right after that. And so you're right. The love that comes from these conventions and the people is just unbelievable. Like you say, I didn't know at my first one, not you know, what to expect, because, I mean, obviously everybody's all dressed up and they're covered with bloods and they got knives sticking out of their head. And I mean, it's just, it's pretty, if you've never seen that before, it was definitely different. And I didn't know what the people would be like. You know, I really didn't. I figured they'd be nice. I did not expect them to be as filled with love and enthusiasm and as welcoming as they were. That's the part that was just overwhelming.
And what's amazing about these conventions, which we've been going to for a long time, and we're old school horror fans from our very probably before we should have started watching horror movies, to be honest with you. And the feeling of euphoria you get whenever you go to one of these conventions and there's a bunch of like-minded people, and the horror genre has such a diverse, broad group of fans. So you can't pigeonhole a horror fan. But one thing I love about these conventions is because you're with so many people that are like-minded and love it the same way you do, it's like a drug. It's like a feeling of euphoria whenever you go to these conventions. And we've talked before, it takes a couple of days to come down from it once you get through it. And that's when the depression sets in, because you got to wait another year to go to the next one. But and I'm so glad that you've seen that. You've been able to experience that love and that enjoyment that you get from these shows.
Right. So I actually did five of them last year. And I was actually scheduled for seven this year. Wow. And so it's been a tough year watching all those dates on my calendar that I was supposed to be out having fun and visiting with fans, sitting at home going, oh man, another one bites the dust. But at least I have the Facebook and Instagram, so I can still keep track of everybody and visit. So it helps.
Well, since you've been back kind of on the scene, we were going to ask you this: are you, if you didn't realize that Halloween was as big as it was, are you a scary movie fan in real life? You know, in your normal life, do you watch scary movies?
As a kid and a young adult, definitely. And then I lived rural for a long time, still do, and so I was home alone a lot because my husband worked nights, so I became less of a fan. But I'm back there again, so I'm watching all the ones that I've missed and having a good time doing that.
Awesome. So then other than just having everything just kind of wake up around you one random day, what's been kind of one of the strangest things in the scene, like meeting other celebrities, or, you know, just what's...
It's been awesome reconnecting with the original cast from Halloween, of course, and I haven't seen them in a very long time, obviously. So that was a blast. Every time I do a con and they're there, it's just like family reunion with the hugs, and they've been super welcoming to me for being gone so long. So that's been awesome. I guess just making so many virtual friends as well as real friends out of this, new friends and international fans going to UK and film offers. I mean, it's a whole new world, and it's just tons of fun.
Well, it's your turn to be a screen queen now. So definitely.
I guess so.
The independent film, horror film group is tremendous. I'm a big supporter of independent horror films. I help with a couple of film festivals with judging and stuff. And I'm sure you're getting offers constantly to go ahead and, you know, take on the role of potentially becoming another screen queen.
Yep. It's looking good. So I have one that I'm supposed to shoot in the UK. We were already supposed to shoot it, but obviously it got postponed. But I'll be doing it next year. And then I'm doing a cameo for a Hungarian film. So it's pretty cool.
That is great to hear.
Super
that
awesome.
Is very cool.
Well, cool. Can you share any of the details on any of those things that are coming out, or...?
The one in the UK I can, because it's up on IMDb. It's pre-production name is Creeps at the Gym. And Great Northern Productions, I think, is the name of the company. They also did Pumpkins, which is available on Instagram, which I enjoyed. So yeah, that's the one I'm going to be shooting over there. I have a pretty good role in it. It's more than a cameo, so that's nice.
Good.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
We're looking real forward to meeting you in person. Just, God, it's only in a couple few days. So just a couple weeks. And yes, we will definitely be there. We're both volunteers for the show. So, and we love, you know, Tony and Troy, they've been on our show, and we've been working with them on theirs, and so everything that we can do to help you out and make your stay, you know, that much better, then let us know. But
thank you.
Message for your fans in Houston, just to let them know that you're coming and what to expect.
Cool. Yeah, I have been putting it out every few days to encourage them, you know, to go and meet me. A lot of my fans are from the East Coast and the West Coast, of course, mm-hmm. but I've been putting it out there encouraging the Texas fans, and some of them seems like they're gonna go, so that's good.
Oh, it's generated a tremendous amount of excitement that you're coming down to Houston, trust me, because Billy and I, along with people like Tony and Troy, have been trying to build up the horror community in Houston for a few years now, and we're really starting to gain some momentum now. And like I said, with you coming down for the show and all the other guests that are going to be coming here pretty soon, it's you're going to love the welcome you get when you head down to Houston.
Oh, cool. And I don't know two of the guests, but I do know Felissa. She's a friend, and I love her, so I know that'll be fun.
Good deal.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for joining us. It was a little technically difficult at the beginning, but I think we made it through pretty good. And once I get this audio exported, then I will let you know so that you can share it on your page as well.
Okay. And
we're looking forward to meeting you.
Thanks again for the time. We really do appreciate it.
Of course. It's delightful to meet both of you, and I'll look forward to meeting you in person.
We'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Bye.